Just a few points in regards to Ashura, since tomorrow will be Maghrib will be the 10th. So brothers can keep Rosa tomorrow, which is tomorrow Yom al-Jumu'ah, and Yom al-Sab Saturday, Friday, Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday. The day of Ashura, our day starts with the night. In Islam, the day starts with night. In Sharia, we have a thing called Islamic time also. We have the normal time based upon the setting and the rising of the sun, and also we have the Islamic time. Medina Munawwara, they have clocks also on the wall showing the Islamic time. You see the time for Maghrib Salah there, just after 12 o'clock. Maghrib is just after 12 because it's our new day starts. Our new day starts with the night first. So they have different times. So you'll find there, just after 12 is Maghrib Salah. And Isha Salah, you'll find the 1:30. When you come to Fajr Salah, it's about 10:30 more or less. That's the Islamic time starting from Maghrib time, sunset. So our day starts from then. So our day starts with the night. So tomorrow night will be the night of Ashura. Many brothers want to find out, to know now, when do we spend, when do we feed, when do we have the meal, is actually for tomorrow night. So spending on the family, what to spend, there's no Ashura gifts, we know this. This gifts now is all now, this Christmas and Christian tariqah and style. There's no gift bags, no Hadith Sharif say, man wassa'a ala ayalihi wa ahli. Person who just spends a bit extra for the man to spend upon his family, not for her to spend on the family. Man wassa'a is for the man because he's the one that is earning. But the lady is now going shopping. It's for the man to spend a little bit extra. Ulama says a little bit extra means now. Usually what you don't have on the table on the normal day, a little bit extra just of that now. Whether there be some ice cream, put some ice cream on the table, or make some dessert, whatever it is, or what really we don't have, or we wanted to have, or some chocolates, some sweets for the children. Usually now they got a stipend, right, or a small one or two pieces. Buy him a whole slab. For the rest of his life, he remember Ashura. When he came to Ashura, we all got our own dabbas, our own tupperwares with some chocolate in there. We had a little wholesale in our cupboard. But the children will remember this. Father used to spend a little extra on us on the day. So from tomorrow night, that is Yom al-Jumu'ah tomorrow Maghrib to Saturday Maghrib, that the whole thing will be Ashura. But on that day, we are fasting. Most of the people are fasting on that day. So there's no eating, but we can do the shopping on that day. Whatever there is to shop, to buy. But as I said, there's no to exchange of gifts. It's for the husband to spend upon his dependents, those that are depending upon him. So those that whose bills he is footing and he's paying for, his children, his family, if his parents are there also, then his parents. Whoever's staying with him, who he's paying for, he's maintaining, to spend upon those people over there. So it's that simple and that easy. It's nothing to give to the neighbors or to give to extended family. Is absolutely, Sharia is very, very simple and very easy. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made it easy for us, we keep it easy also. And Sufyan bin Uyayna will say also, I tried this spending on my family and I saw the barakat of this. 50, 60 years I did it and I saw for the entire year Allah Ta'ala gave me that amount of barakat also. So tried and tested. So the roza to keep, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also taught us to keep two rozas, 9, 10 or 10 and 11. This is now to oppose the Jews. They used to keep one day because they would say that we are close to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala saved him and the Bani Israel. They walked through the Red Sea and Allah Ta'ala gave him salvation. So they celebrate. Hazrat says to the Muslim Ummah too, this is how we celebrate, not only by feasting, by fasting also. But this was actually celebration, Yom Ashura, celebration. نَحْنُ حَقُّ بِمُوسَى. We are more closer to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. So all you see that happened on the day of Ashura is a celebration by fasting. Now we know only to throw a dawat, throw a barai. But you can also celebrate by fasting also, by thanking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, by keeping roza. So it's a simple night tomorrow night to feed the family, spend a little bit extra on the family, whatever we can feed them to keep the roza and the reward. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said more or less that I hope that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will forgive the past years all the sins. Make intention, Allah can forgive the major sins also. But just by keeping these 2 days roza, whatever happened last year, Allah will forgive all those gunas and the sins, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to min amal. And many bid'ahs also that are happening, that Allah Ta'ala save us. In kitabs is mentioned to people on Ashura, when they're putting surma in their eyes, and they're giving types of food around, whether it be some fruits in the masajid, or some ice cream, etc. They see reading some wazifa and blowing on it. There's nothing mentioned in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he bought some fruits and distributed to Masjid al-Nabawi. There was no such thing, whether it was some bananas or some apples, whether it be some whatever. This now, Allah Ta'ala save us, must not become like a thing of shirk, to be attributing some powers to these things which belongs to Allah. Allah is a doer, no fruit can do anything. No fruit can do anything for you. So people have these beliefs that if we don't do these certain things, a certain bala might come upon us, some difficulty might come upon us, definitely not. No fruit, no apple, no banana, no ice cream can bring any affliction to you. The only thing might happen if you overeat, you might have some indigestion. But it can't do anything to you. As we read today, Allah is the greatest. Everything is in control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to take out these beliefs from our hearts, these superstitions or these beliefs, that if we do this, something will happen. If we don't do it, then some bala will come. Our deen is very, very easy. Sahaba ikram didn't only have the money to buy those fruits also. But they had the best of lives. Allah Ta'ala had given them. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah.